Test.
Is this door open, test?
Yeah.
No.
You know, I came in that way. And then I shut the door behind me.
Testing one, two, three, testing one, two, three, testing one, two, three. Can you hear it? It looks like it's, oh, I can hear myself.
Yeah, but go to that microphone.
Testing one, two, three.
Oh, okay, go ahead, do it again.
Testing one, two, three. Working.
You know what it is? It's just, it's too friggin' noisy in here.
Sorry. Sorry to do that to you.
Test.
We got two tonight.
Yes.
Are we gonna do the minutes first?
The Republic stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press. The official newspaper filed it with the clerk and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices. Do the roll call, please.
Cashmore is absent. Chairman Cunningham.
Here.
DiGiulio is absent. Vice Chairman DeCio.
Here.
Duffy.
Here.
Councilman Lexstein is absent. Mayor Long is absent. Knott is absent. Smith.
Here.
McGinley.
Here.
Welcome, everybody. Good evening. On to approval of February 13th minutes. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve approval.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I abstain. That's the meeting.
Right.
On to the February 27th. No. A name, not usually. There's no name here.
No, it's just a minute.
Not usually. That's the name, but.
Name of what?
It's not a memorial organization, it's just the minutes.
Of the February 27th.
Right.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 27th. I'll second.
All in favor? Any opposed? On to the resolution for Kristen and Lou Libertor, Five Atlantic Way. Any discussion?
No, I would make a motion to approve this, because I'm a second memorialized.
We have a roll call, please.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio.
Yes.
Duffy.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
McGinley wasn't here.
On to the resolution.
Duffy did?
I did, yeah.
Sorry. Knew it came from that side.
Memorialization of the resolution for Kay Shaw, extension of the subdivision.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio.
Yes.
Duffy.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and get this right. Nicholas Gianatasio.
That's perfect.
That I do. Welcome. Sorry for the delay.
My name is Stephen Dalton, chairman of the board. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Juvenile Howard and Cecil here on behalf of Nicholas Tiana Tazio.
Yeah, and you just need it because it picks up on our machine.
Oh, certainly.
So it's not that it's broadcasting necessarily overhead, but it's broadcasting into our recording device. So,
is it on?
Yes.
You're good. Okay. So we're good.
So Mr. Giannatoc's occupation pertains to property at 48 Normandy Place in the borough. It's identified on the Lots 23 and 23.01, and for the record, I'll refer to it as property. It's historically been a residential property. Mr. Giannatoc was applying to the board for a plot plan approval and variance relief to reconstruct a single-family dwelling at the property. The application involves certain variance relief under the 10-part requirement, certain requirements under the township code. They consist of bulk variances under the municipal land use law. And he is proposing to reconstruct the single-family property, return it to productive use. Like many in the borough and surrounding areas, the property was severely damaged and changed. This is application after the property and structure would be brought up to current code, including flood elevation standards. And we believe it's an overall positive, beneficial proposal. I have with me here a testimony in support of the request for variances. The project and the planner, Charles Lindstrom, with the firm of Lindstrom, Beach and Clark. The project architect, Nick Petrona, with the firm of Petrona Architecture, if it's necessary. That the board is supporting the testimony. I have to apologize on behalf of my co-line, Mr. Gene Basio, traveling for business in Boston. plan to come
good
back
luck
today by flight, and I think you know the rest of the story. So I apologize for
okay, before you start, just Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed the notices and the publications also being in good order. The board can take jurisdiction over this matter. I've marked this A1, the jurisdictional packet, A2. There are six pages of photographs that I think were in everyone's packet. A3 is the letter from Freehold Soil expressing no interest in this application. A4 is the letter to NJDEP, the Coastal Zone Department, from the applicant's engineer. A5 is the plot plan for variance by Lindstrom, et cetera, et cetera. Dated 6/21/17, revised to 11/3/17. And let me know if I'm wrong on the dates. And there's also A6, a topo, topographical survey by the same, dated 1/20/17. A7 are the architectural plans by Petrona, dated 6/30/17. Okay, that's what I have. He has put forward the names of the witnesses. Nobody on the board has any conflicts with anybody, hopefully.
Could I ask you a question?
You may.
Did you say Petrona?
Petrona.
Okay.
C-U-T-R-O-N-A.
I thought you said Petrona.
Ooh, that's...
What were you thinking?
Wishful thinking.
So if Jason and those are part of the record and it's
yes.
Good, I think, evidence?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to swear testimony. You're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
And if you just state your name and spell your last name for other.
Charles Lindstrom, L-I-N-D-S-T-R-O-M.
Thank you.
And you are a
I'm a licensed professional engineer and planner in the state of New Jersey. Have a bachelor of science and a master of science degree in civil engineering.
I recognize you. You've testified before this board, Mark?
I'm racking my brain to try to remember.
Yeah, I recognize him from somewhere.
Been here for a while. Oh, it's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Been doing this since 1979, so.
Without any objection from board members, we'll accept your credentials. Thank you.
Chuck, you're familiar with the application that's been prepared and presented to the board?
Yes, I am.
And the exhibits have been marked and presented evidence from you, please start using the exhibit that was marked as A5, the plot plan. Can you please describe the property?
The plot plan that was submitted shows the property. We actually, well, two diagrams, the top diagram on the plot plan.
He's coming through.
Is the existing condition. And of course, it's changed since the house was torn down and the freestanding garage has been torn down as well. But that is the former existing conditions on the top of the map, and on the bottom of the map is the proposed plot plan. We've done the survey, the elevations, all of the careful permitting, and we do have a state temporary permit for this new construction. So, the property is on Normandy Place. It is a very narrow lot. It's 25 feet wide by approximately.
I think so. You're referring, what you have up on the board, is that what your title is, plot plan for variance?
Yes.
Okay, that was marked as A5?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We just want to make sure we're all referencing and looking at the same thing.
Yes. The lot, as I said, is very narrow, long, 25 feet wide, 15 feet long. That's measured for the riparian grant. There is a riparian grant beyond that. So what we are proposing to do is replace the two structures, which actually contain two dwelling units plus a garage, with a single-family dwelling raised with garage under to meet all flood codes and to provide off-street parking that will be in better condition than it formerly existed.
And Chuck, with those pre-fire conditions, are there any non-conformities that are associated with them under the code?
Yes, we have a non-conforming front setback, Normandy Place. That will be alleviated, and the front setback was
It was 8.67, and you're proposing 25?
I have it as 9 feet Normandy Place. We're proposing 31 feet to the open balcony, and actually 38 feet to the house.
Okay, so what
is required?
What are you proposing to the balcony?
31 feet.
Okay. So are these plans different from the ones that our zoning officer reviewed?
No, they're the same. I think the front setback might have been the typo. It's okay. Always been 9 on the survey. Yeah,
and that so, okay, and so it's 31 feet to the front deck.
To the front deck, and then 38 feet to the actual.
Okay, so that'll be conforming?
That'll be conforming.
And there's a pre-existing lot width. 50 is required, obviously, of 25. And
that's
that,
correct.
That can't change?
Correct. Correct. Okay. We are not proposing to change any of the existing lot dimensions.
The plot plan on here says 36 feet to the house, 31 to the balcony, 36 to the house.
That's an architectural plot plan. This is the engineer plot plan. This is really what holds.
Look at A5.
The architectural plot plan, so we 38 modified. Yes.
If there are any inconsistencies between the architectural plot plan and the A5 exhibit, the plot plan variances,
One thing we did during the CAFRA application is we lined up the waterward side of the house, and that drove whatever the front setback was for the architectural design. As I said, we do have a state CAFRA permit for this.
And the reason for the application?
Well, as you said, is the rebuild, make the lot
usable, bring it back into better conformity, and build a good, fully code-conforming in terms of flood codes, fire codes, building codes, whereas the old structures were pretty much very close to the ground and severely damaged. So it's really a total upgrade of the site.
With respect to the requested variances, can you please describe what they would be, specifically those are the criteria under the NLUL, C1 and C2, variances for hardship and substantial benefit, and discuss the justification for the requested variance.
Yes, the variances we are seeking are really side setback variances on both sides. What we did is we did shift the house slightly to the south to provide a little more room on the north side to get clear access paths from the front street side to the water side. So the variances are basically on the north setback 2.8 feet, whereas the existing is 1.8. So we increased that one. We're required to have 7. The variance on the south side is 2.2 feet. We decreased that from 2.8 slightly. So we have that halfway on the north side. It's a combined setback is total of 5 feet. The existing combined 4.6. We've increased that slightly, whereas 15 is required.
Let me just get your side yards again, because it's a little bit different from what the zoning officer has. So I want to make sure the variance that we give you is what you're looking for.
North side.
If they give it.
North side is 2.8.
2.8.
South side is 2.2.
2.2.
Combined is 5.
Yeah.
And you meet all of the coverage for building, impervious coverage, building height, et cetera. So those are the variances. And if we had to meet the combined setback of 15 feet on a 25-foot lot, we'd have a 10-foot wide house. This house is 20 feet, very narrow as it is, but a 10-foot house is really, really narrow. So I think that is a real hardship to try to meet those standards. And I think we've done what we can to basically mirror what was there before. We've alleviated the setback variance, so we've taken two structures and made it one. We've eliminated two family living on this lot and made it one family. We've added substantial parking that we can park 4 cars under the house and 2 in the driveway. So that's a very good benefit for off-street parking.
Was the two family approved under the zone, or was that an non-conforming?
That was an existing one.
And that would be
that's right. Yes, so I think we have a hardship with the shape of the lot and the size of the lot. I just might add, too, we have a lot area on our schedule of 3987 square feet, where 4,000 is required as an existing condition. That's up to the riparian grant. But land actually exists beyond the riparian grant. The total lot area, count that land, is more than 5,700. 40 square feet. We didn't count that in our coverage calculations or any other calculations, but just so the board knows, there is land beyond the riparian grant.
Right. Yeah. And therefore, no variance is required for the minimum lot area.
No, we're calling it an existing nonconformity at 3987. I read the definition of lot area. I can't tell whether we can use that or not. But it is owned land by the owner. It owns the right there.
Our zoning officer did not indicate that that would be the variance.
Okay. Thank you.
So we have the hardship as far as the speed two variance requirement. I think the benefits of this application, eliminating those nonconformities, adding parking, far outweigh any negative detriment to the zone plan. See any negative here. The new house will be above the flood zone requirements, totally conforming to the new fire code, the new building codes, and I think it will be a benefit to the area.
Totally conforming to what? You said it would be totally conforming just now.
Flood requirements?
With the flood requirements?
Flood plan, okay. You know, for your FEMA requirements.
Okay.
And building code requirements, fire code requirements.
And with respect to FEMA, can you describe how we're meeting the most stringent FEMA standards?
Yes, this one is designated on the preliminary firms as AE10 coastal. So that requires basically a B-zone type foundation. So we are doing that with pilings, breakaway walls, flood vents. We're elevating the house to 14.13 on the first floor. The lower level is 4.75 where the slab is for the car of parking. So we have enough room underneath for parking. We're above the zone as we need to be. Bottom of girder in that zone have to be a minimum of 11. So a little bit of freeboard above that, we're supposed to be freeboard, we're 17, we're up at 14.13. So
does your survey show where the placement of the house in respect to the zone line? That was one of the things that the zoning officer had asked that we indicated. So
we have the B-zone line indicated. It's actually, the B-zone line is actually out beyond the west end of the property. From out where I'm indicating beyond the riparian grant, this is all AE elevation 10. The whole site where the house is AE elevation 10. But it's limited wave actions. That has the special foundation requirement, special elevation.
And does that mean
I don't see it?
Each post flood at the elevation.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's on.
Yes.
Where's the B-zone line on this one?
The B-zone line is out closer to the water.
Is that near? Which one's it on? On A5?
So on A5.
So it's.
There it is.
So the B-zone's from the river?
Yes, the B-zone is really out of the river. We're at the end of the.
But you're going to comply with the B-zone construction requirements as required?
There's basically two different lines.
That's what I thought.
That legal line is going further into the rock.
Yes.
And so the.
Just the line and the one.
That's one I meant, the Limwa line, I'm sorry.
That is, we call Limwa, and that's limited wave action. So in this AE10 zone, limited wave action line.
Yeah, I got it.
So we need to balance that line up to the house, we have to design the house.
Right.
So is that?
Yeah.
Is that the far line shown on this?
Yes, it is.
With the arrow. So two line, like the middle of the house. Limited moderate wave action.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Okay, so you'll comply with the construction requirements?
Yes. That's required by the building code now. As well as NJDEP.
I love that additional first floor, I guess.
The first floor will be 4.13 feet above 10. But we're required to have the bottom of the structure at least 1 foot above 10. So we're really, puts the bottom of girder at 11. Finished floor 3 feet above that.
Which is meets the town's code as well.
Right.
3 feet, but
three feet of that.
If you're in that Limwa line, you have to change to a two piling construction. Really has nothing to do with us though.
It's a B-zone construction.
Right. He just said it was a B-zone construction.
Well, we do want that in our resolution, just so when this goes to building, that they, they have, nothing gets missed and.
Correct.
Can you discuss the request of amendments in the context of the zoning plan? Will the changes and variances have any detriment upon the zoning scheme or ordinance and everything?
No. First of all, I think this will fit in with the neighborhood. It's a very tight neighborhood. I did bring a Google map. I think many of you were probably familiar with it, but we can mark it.
Sure. That is A8. It's in, well, you can mark it.
Okay.
I trust you. Let's see. There's A8 with today's date.
Describe it for the record.
Yes.
The Google aerial.
A8 is a Google aerial blown up. We put our title block on it, but it's basically right off Google Maps. The aerial photography imagery was dated October 2017, so it's fairly recent.
What's the date of your
today?
Title block, it's March 13th?
Yes.
2018.
Yes, and what we did with that is just to simply show the density in the neighborhood. This exhibit still shows the house that was there and the freestanding garage, which spans pretty much the whole property. The lots nearby are 25 feet wide. Houses nearby are very close. It's just a very dense neighborhood. We're doing what we can to reconstruct this and provide proper access way, as I say, back, fire code protection, and meet the ordinance as best we can. We meet the coverage. We meet the impervious surface coverage. We provide better off-street parking. It's tough in there. I drove around and you don't want to be parking on the street.
What was the prior off-street parking?
Well, it had a driveway, very short driveway, so technically you don't have to leave the parking in that driveway, but you had a garage. That garage was about 18 feet wide. It really was only 15 cars in that garage. So really, big improvement. It sits on site.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think I conclude my testimony unless, as I've said, Mr. Petroni is here available for additional supporting testimony. You might have him support.
Why don't we see if the board has any questions of the witness and the testimony? If not, well, why don't we open it to the public? Is there anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or a statement? If not, the public portion is closed. Discussion by the board or a motion?
Or do you want to hear from the architect?
Oh, he just said if we need to.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
So I have one question for the architect on if this plan.
Well, I didn't swear him yet.
We better swear him.
The song we swear that that's why you're about to give us the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth. You just state your name, spell your last name, for the record.
My name is Dwayne Petrona, C-U-T-R-O. I'm a licensed architect in the state of New York, New Jersey. I hold an NCRB certification, which means that I can take a suitable license in the state because of my qualifications. Although I'm happy to say that we have enough rules. I will admit that I hail from Staten Island.
We're not going to hold that against you.
You know, we're probably responsible for the things that folks would do.
Well, actually, we probably learned from your mistakes up there.
Unless there's an objection from the board, we accept your credentials. So.
I only had really one minor situation. If these plans presented here are going to be part of the application, I was looking at your elevations, yes. And I think you have the east and west reversed. You're labeling what I think is the front of the house as east, which would actually be west. And vice versa. What you had is the rear, you have
choosing by the front that the front house towards the ocean would be the east side of the property.
Yes. Oh, east side of property, but okay, if that's the way you want to designate.
That's the way you would designate.
Okay.
Artificial standards.
Okay.
East is east.
We will certainly make necessary corrections to the plans.
Yeah, well, you are going to make the corrections so that the architectural plans, the numbers match the engineering plan, the plot plan.
I always thought the elevation would be the direction it's facing.
Right, so he's... Well, he said the front of the house is facing Ocean Avenue, basically, right? Which is the east side.
I don't know the way you're looking. All right.
Okay.
You mean looking to the west? The west elevation?
Yeah, no.
No, it's the elevation of the side of the house.
Okay, no, you're right, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Are there any other questions of the witness? Anyone in the public have a question about the witness's testimony? Not public portion's closed.
Dave didn't want to read some?
No. I must have been looking at this when I was on my TV. I just wrote a note on it.
Any further discussion or motion on the application?
I would make a motion. Because I think it's an amount of dark lot that really counts. And as far as strengths that they have, it will be a positive.
I agree too, it may reduce the.
Taking a unit out?
Yeah.
Adding parking?
Parking, exactly. I'll second that motion.
And just, so when you indicated that they would conform the architectural plans to match all the dimensions of the plot plan, engineering plot plan, that we will put in our resolution that a condition is that they're going to comply with construction requirements for the V-zone as required, and that there will be no mechanicals in the, any of the setbacks extending beyond the dimensions of the walls of the house, if they're inserted.
We never really asked about that tonight, that's unusual.
It was indented.
But we usually ask about it.
Right, yeah, I did see that, so. And as I think Steve and Dave both indicated, they, they're certainly increasing the safety of the home and adding parking and reducing the density.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Best of luck.
Right. I'm going to send this down so I don't confuse it with the next one, because I keep putting them, everything in the wrong spot. Switch up. You know what?
We definitely could have worked that Staten Island guy over a little bit.
And I didn't mean your mistakes, I just meant Staten Island's mistakes. We do.
Thank you.
No, you can take it off of your board and keep it board. If it's the one I already marked, the plot plan, you don't have to give us that. Just the Google is the only other one. John, I should have asked right at the beginning. I've seen the head count here.
Yeah. I put in my appearance, you know, perhaps for the board.
Sure, you can. We can hear if you want to hold, you know, carry, that's fine. You can start it anyway.
For the record, we're moving on to Diane Shaw, 252 Ocean Avenue, Block 30, Lot 50.
And again, for the record, I have reviewed the notices and publications in this matter. None seem to be in good order, and the board can take jurisdiction. I've marked as A1, the jurisdictional packet, A2, tax and sewer cert, A3, the letter from Dave Hoder, dated 2/7/18, A4, the freehold soil letter, 9/18/17, A5, survey by Goddard, might have that wrong, but 6/1/15, A6, a plot grading plan by Land Control Services dated 1/30/18. And A7, architectural plans. I think they're architectural plans. Apex Homes, 8/22/17, revised 12/20/17.
Ms. Higgins, I have discussed the matter with the applicant in view of the fact that there are only 5 eligible voters this evening. What we'd like to do is just reconfirm that the board accepts jurisdiction, so this package was in order. A couple exhibits we could pre-mark for next time that speeds things up. We would just ask that the board accept jurisdiction and carry it to the next meeting without further.
Sure, if you want, because I know you have some experts here. I mean, you can take testimony tonight, not ended if you don't want to. And, you know, we can have our board members listen to the tape for the next meeting. Up to you.
We had discussed doing that. I'm not wholly opposed to it. There just is something to be said for having the board members live and in the room.
Absolutely.
We're confident in our proofs, but with five, it just is sort of an exceptional circumstance for an applicant on these variants.
Sure.
We are out pretty far for the next meeting, just so you know.
When would that next meeting be?
May. Nice. Is Diane in?
When in May?
It is May 8th, I believe.
And is that a busy agenda for the board?
Yeah, we have a ton of applications.
No, in May.
On that May meeting.
Yeah, there's two.
They would be number three?
Do you know?
No, they would be number three.
You'd be number two? Okay.
Yeah, because I have other ones out there that I have to put on, but.
We have some absentee board members tonight, and we also have some new members joining in the near future. So we will have additional members. I apologize.
No need for an apology. Certainly. Whoever's checking in with our expert in the audience just to see if he has availability on the 8th. I think the preference at this point would be to carry without further notice. Come back the 8th and put testimony then. Perhaps. So yeah, we would with the board's indulgence.
I just want to double check this date, make sure I have the right.
Just to confirm, as I've indicated earlier, I did review all the notices and the publications. I found them to be in good order. The board would accept jurisdiction of this matter. I've made the markings as I've indicated to you. And if you wanted to pre-mark anything else, that's fine.
Right.
Whatever.
Could you just repeat what A1 and A2 were? Sure.
Yeah, A1 is the jurisdictional packet. That includes all your notices, publications, etc. A2 is just the tax sewer certification.
Oh, no, let's just check. Mm-hmm.
Oh. A3 you got is the holder letter.
A4 soil, A5 got a survey, 6 plot plan, A7 apex architectural.
Right.
All right, why don't I mark just a couple more exhibits so when we come back, we don't take up too much of the board's time.
Right.
Get right into testimony, get off and run them.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be with A8, let's do the full zoning application, Z2007-80, dated December 13th of 2017. Development application statement of variances would be A9, it would be January the 31st, 2018. We're going to do a resolution of approval from this board on June the 14th of 2016 as a 10.
Just give me that. Hang on one second. Resolution of approval. I mean, I have it, but I just want to. What's the date on that?
It's June 14th of 2016.
Okay.
And we will do a map prepared by Beacon Planning and Consulting Services. It's a colorized tax map, essentially, as A11, which should get us off and running next time. I'll give you copies before we pack up for this evening.
Okay, and you're right. So you're going to give me the ones I'm marking?
Or? Yes, yeah. Why don't I just give you the names of the witnesses that we intend to announce as well, just so we can explore any conflicts ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Make sure that all these board members will be eligible to vote.
vote on the application at the May meeting. So Diane Shaw, formerly known as Diane Glazer, is the applicant. In some factual testimony, we have Pandora Jacobs, RBA Homes in Red Bank, builder for the applicant for the custom modular home. And then we have Andrew Janu of Beacon Consulting, a licensed professional planner. Does anybody with us this evening have a conflict of interest that would prevent them from hearing the signing application? With the board's indulgence, we would ask carry it to the next or to the May 8th, 2017 meeting without further notice for the public to be advised by way of a publication.
Let the record show that this application, Diane Shaw, 252 Ocean Avenue, Block 30, Lot 50, will be carried with no further notice to May 8th. May 8th with no further notice. You understand what I'm saying? You won't get another letter in the mail.
I think she's there, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I guess.
It's the folks in the back.
I'm here from the... For the
builder. Oh, okay. You looked at me with a bit of a question mark there. So.
Just the yellow jacket. She knows now.
Well, thank you very much. I apologize. I very much would have liked to have gone forward and entered the testimony, but out of an abundance of caution,
it looks like a good group.
Yeah, I have confidence in your ability here inside the application. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any other business before the board this evening? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn? Meeting adjourned.
And John, since you're here and you have a neighbor, maybe you want to talk to her before our next meeting.
Oh.
Are you not a neighbor on this one?
No.
Oh, then never mind.
Curious.
We're happy to see you.
It was ready.
No, you should have just said he was with them. We should just tell everybody to stop.
Well, something I said, Dave.
I think so. It was your matching.
Yeah, I know. I'm struggling in my. Everybody else.
Oh, all righty. Well,
so fast.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
The high holy day.
And the high holy day it is.
Oh, it's the fattest. Like, what are you looking for?
Oh, it's already started.
Lotion or?
All the parades have been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Not that I got to any of them. This one I need to keep.
Just the same thing as our son, and how we just found out. Between us, and you may have, I'm sure you have a different opinion. He's been drummed out of town. He said,
Well,